Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Robin Goldsmith of GoPro Management Incorporated in Needham, Massachusetts. And in this show, we are going to discuss the topic of test design as a verb. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started talking about test design as a verb. Test design can be used as either a verb or as a noun. People are most familiar with the verb. Okay? When used as a verb, test design is the process for determining the set of test cases that need to be demonstrated to give confidence the software works. Too few people actively design their tests. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what designing tests means and how it can make your time more productive. As we said, we design tests to identify the set of test cases that need to be demonstrated to give confidence that something like software works. There are a number of common techniques that are used for designing tests, okay? And in our course, we're going to deal with all of those. Let me point out what happens when you don't design tests. If you don't design tests, you're probably going to be using whatever limited test time you have less efficiently and less effectively than you need to. When you don't design tests, you tend to run whatever comes to your mind. And whatever comes to your mind probably is not going to be testing the most important things. So test design identifies what those most important things are, identifies how to go about demonstrating them, and test design can include various refinements that are involved in carrying out those tests. If you read any book on testing or attend any other course on testing, there's a very good chance that the course or the book actually deals primarily with test design techniques. Okay? And techniques, common things that you'll find are using checklists and templates, concept of equivalence classes. Equivalence classes are tests of things that are essentially equivalent. Okay? And the reason why identifying equivalence classes is so important is because it helps us minimize our redundancy. So if you test several members of an equivalence class, each of those tests is equivalent to the other, and those are redundant. So by understanding what's in an equivalence class, you can cut down on the number of tests that you need to run. So for instance, in the course we use an example of testing a credit card number. Is the credit card number a valid credit card number? And we know that an American Express card's number is 15 digits, starting with the number 3. Well, there's an equivalence class that says a credit card number is invalid if it is fewer than 15 digits. Any number, whether it's one digit or 14 digits or anywhere in between, is equivalent to any other invalid number, invalid because it's not the right length, because it's too short. Similarly, there's an equivalence class that says a valid number has to be 15 digits starting with the number 3. Any valid American Express card number is going to be 15 digits, and any of them is equivalent to any other. So we only need to test one member of the valid class. We only need to test one member of the class that's invalid because the credit card number is too short. And we only need to test one member of the class that's invalid because it's more than 15 digits. So it could be 16 digits, it could be 18 digits, it could be 118 digits. Okay? Those are all equivalent. One and only one test is generally needed. And so in that example, three tests will pretty well cover issues of length related to equivalence classes. Test design is involved with identifying what the equivalence classes are. Probably the best known test design technique, the one that experienced testers almost always use almost naturally, instinctively, is called boundary testing. Boundary testing is a variant on equivalence classes because boundary testing gets to the most common source of errors in programs. They're logic errors related to the condition if something is greater than, if something is less than, or if it is equal to something else. And developers tend to have problems with those logic conditions. When they make mistakes related to if greater than, if less than, or if equal to, those mistakes generally show up or are detectable at the boundaries of the equivalence class range. So boundary testing says, identify a test that will execute a normally occurring value. Identify a test that will execute the minimum acceptable value. That should be accepted. The normally occurring value should be accepted. And the maximum occurring value should be accepted. Equivalence classes also, or boundary testing rather, also say, You need two additional tests. One to make sure that a value lower than the minimum value is not accepted, and a value higher than the maximum value is not accepted. So very often, test design is done somewhat unconsciously because experienced testers tend almost always to start their testing with the boundary conditions. There are other techniques that are often used, decision trees, decision tables. These are very powerful techniques for analyzing business logic and business rules. And by analyzing the business rules, the business logic, we can identify in a very precise manner the set of conditions that need to be demonstrated to be confident that something works with regard to those business rules or business logic. That's the good news. The bad news is that it's a lot harder than it sounds. And one of the things that we encounter is that any of these techniques, these test design techniques that are often taught and often written about, when the experts describe them, they seem really easy. And there's a trap that the people who are listening to the experts seems easy until they try to do it. So in our course, we give practice with all these things, okay, and a number of other techniques as well for designing tests. Test design as a verb, okay? And then we package that in special ways. Not only do we use the proven test design techniques, but we organize them in manners that make them more efficient and more effective. And we also give more practice so you can develop your proficiency using these techniques. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. Thank you, and see you soon.